Yudenu Yeshus Lili Nishmas of Aaron Yudalei Ben Rav Noach Tzvi Zichrono Livracha. Kilayim Perek Gimel. An important point: there is an arrangement called Rosh Tor. Rosh Tor means that one body of plant touches another body of plant, but the body of plant is a corner touching the other body of plant. Let's say if you have plants planted in a square, and the corners of the square are touching another square of plants, so that is not considered kilayim. It doesn't look like a crossbreeding, mixed breeding. It actually looks like these are two separate fields. So now one field is ending right as the other field is beginning. Our Mishnah is going to talk about kilayim in very small quantities. Till now we've been talking about fields. Now we're going to talk about within a single patch. Aruga. Let's say there is a patch of vegetables or wheat or grains. Shisha tvachim al shisha tvachim. The whole patch is 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. Says the Mishnah, since you're planting such small quantities, so im besocha chamisha zaronim, you can plant in it 5 different varieties of seed. Arba ba'arba ruchos, 4 on the 4 sides. In other words, let's say at each corner you can put a patch of a tefach, and then there is also achad ve'echad be'emtza. So arba ba'arba ruchos haruga ve'echad be'emtza, in the middle of this entire patch, which is 6 by 6, you can have a large square planted in such a way that the edges of this square touch the very edges of the patch, and the edges, the corners of each corner, the little plantings on each corner, intersect with this large square in a diagonal way, in a Rosh Tor way, and in that way they're not considered crossbreeds. So you can end up having 5 types of plants in this single patch, which is 6 by 6. You can have 4 on the 4 sides and 1 in the middle. Now, if this patch is actually a little bit bigger, because Hayala Gvul Gavoa Tefach, the patch has a rim all around it of clay, which is a tefach tall and a tefach wide. So then, Zorin Besocha Shlosh Esre, you can end up with 13 different types of grains in this patch, which is now 8 by 8. Shlosha Al Kol Gvul Ugvul, you could have 3 different squares of grains on the different sides. So 3 times 4 is a total of 12. And then, Ugvul Echad Be'emtza, you could have a big square to fill up the middle. Now, the 3 on the sides are going to have some space in between them to make sure that they don't look like kilayim. Now, when we talk about this side of the patch, Lo Yitza Rosh HaLefes B'so HaGvul, one should not plant a head of turnip there, Mipnei Shum HaMal'ehu, because that grows a lot, and since the turnips grow a lot, they will fill it up, and it will already start to look like a mixing of plantings. Rabbi Yehuda says that Shisha Ba'emtza, if you had this large patch, an aruga 6 by 6, plus it has a rim, a gvul, gavoa tefach, on each side, so it's actually a total of 8 by 8. So in you can plant 3 on each side, plus in the middle you can plant 6 revios, 6 little patches, each of a tefach, assuming that they are planted like diamonds intersecting with each other at Rosh Tors, and therefore not looking like they are kilayim. Second Mishnah, Kol Min Zra'im Ein Zorin Ba'aruga. This law of the aruga is not true about all types of seeds. It only applies actually to vegetables, which are normally planted in small quantities in arugos. But seeds that normally are planted in fields, then already it will look like kilayim. And therefore, kalman yirakos are in baruga. This law of the aruga is only true about vegetables, about green vegetables. So therefore, chardol v'afunim mashufin, we talk about mustard or smooth beans, they are min's ra'im, and you can't plant chardol and afunim mashufim and others ra'im, five of them, in the aruga, which is 6x6, nor could you plant them in the aruga, which is 8x8, to be able to be part of the 13 different species. But afunim hashufim, afunim hagmalanim, the large beans, those very big beans, min yarek, that is a type of vegetable, and that could go into the different vegetables that can go into an aruga. So we learned that if in the boundary, if you had the boundary of clay around the aruga, you could plant three different plantings on each side within that boundary. Now that's true if it's still, you know, a separate boundary. Let's say it was planted. Originally the boundary was a tefach tall. It was good enough for the plantings, but then it was reduced. So you now do not need to take out the plantings. Shahaya kosher mitchila. So initially when you planted it, it was kosher. You can leave it that way. Hatelem v'amas amayim shehem amukim tefach. If you have a furrow or a riverbed or water channel, which is a tefach deep, you can end up planting three different types of seed, three different types of vegetables. Zoron letochan shloser zaronim, you can plant in it three different species. Echad mikan, one on one bank of the riverbed. Echad mikan, one on the other bank of the riverbed. Ve'echad be'emtsan, one in the middle. Third Mishnah. Haya rosh tor yarek, nichnas letoch sada yarek acher. Let's say you had this corner of a vegetable going into a field with of other vegetables. So that's mutter, that's allowed, mpneshu nira kasof sadeh. It doesn't look like mixing of two fields and two plants. Rather, it looks like one field is ending as the other field is beginning. Haisa sadehu's ru'a yarek. Let's say your field was planted with vegetables. You'd like to put in a single row of another vegetable. So Rabbi Shmuel says the way to mark that row as not being a crossbreed with the rest of the field, you have to have an opening of the furrow. The furrow has to be open from the beginning of the field until the top of this row of new plantings. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Orech Shisha Tfachim V'Rochav Melo'o. You have to have a furrow which is 6 Tfachim long, and it has to be wide enough. How wide? It has to be as wide as the Melo'o. In other words, it has to itself be also 6 tfachim wide. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, rochav kim lo rochav aparsa. It just has to be as wide as a foot, which is the half of a foot, and that's actually a single tefach. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it does have to be 6 tfachim long, but it just has to be one tefach wide. Okay, fourth Mishnah. Hanotea shte shuro shel kishuin. Let's say a person plants two rows parallel to each other of kishuin. Kishuin would be melons. Or two rows of tlaas, of gourds. Even though gourds, as we've seen before, certainly the Greek gourds, they grow a lot. And he plants this lesoch guma achas. Anotea shte shuro shel kishuin, shte shuro shel dluin, or shte shuro shel pulamitzri, or two rows of Pul HaMitzri. Pul HaMitzri is Egyptian bean. Mutter, this is permitted, because since he plants these rows parallel to each other, even though they're all in the same field, they look like different fields within the same field, but there has to be a gap between them of six tfachim. But if it's not two rows, it's shura shel kishuin, a single row of melons. Next to it, a shura shel gluin, a single row of gourds. And next to that, shura shel pul HaMitzri, a single row of Egyptian bean. Usser, it's not allowed, because, again, these are all species that do grow quite a bit. And therefore, even if there's going to be the hefsek telem, the barrier, as we've seen in the last Mishnah, of a furrow, because they're going to grow over, it looks like they were all grown together. But shura shel kishurin, if he has a row of melons next to shura shel dluin, a row of gourds, and then shura shel pul HaMitzri, and then another row, this time of Egyptian bean. But after that, shura shel kishuin, again another row of melons, Rebbe Elazar matir. Rebbe Elazar says, since you have two rows of melons, basically what it looks like is that this is a field of melons, and then you have other rows. You have a row of Egyptian bean and a row of gourds in what is a melon field. So now that's what we learned in the last Mishnah. When you want to add another row of a vegetable into a field of vegetables, all you need is hefsek telem. You need to have a barrier of a furrow. You need to have a furrow. Now that furrow maybe has to be open. Maybe that furrow has to be six tefachim long and six tefachim wide. Maybe the furrow is just six tefachim long and one tefach wide. But a furrow is enough to permit it. That's the view of Rebbe Elazar. V'chachamim osim, chachamim say, no, if you have two rows of melons, one on one end and one at the other end, and in between them you've got other things, that doesn't look like a field of melons. If you'd have two rows of melons parallel to each other, next to each other, then you can say it's a field of melons. But here it doesn't look like a field of melons, and therefore a hefsek telem, a barrier of just a furrow, is not enough. Fifth Mishnah. Notea adam kishos udalaas. A person is allowed to plant a melon and a gourd, lesoch guma achas, into the same hole. However, ubervach tezo notalitzadzo, vizo notalitzadzo. As long as he turns the leaves one from the other, one is turning in one direction, one is turning in the other direction. Vinota sear shalzo lakan, he has to turn the branches of this one to this direction, vesear shalzo lakan, the branches of the other into the other direction. Shekol ma'ashasu chacham, all these different things that the sages prohibit in these mishnayos, lo gazru elu mipnei maris ha'ayin. It's because it was a decree that it looks like kilayim is a cross breed, but if these plants are turned away from each other, it doesn't look like they are being crossbred with each other. Mishnah Vav. Haisa sadeus rua bitzalim. Let's say your field was planted with onions. And the norm in those fields was that a row would be 4 amos wide. Umavakesh lita besocha shuro sheld gluim. And now he'd like to plant in it rows of gourd. So Rabbi Shmuel says, you do the following. Okesh de shuros, you uproot 2 rows of onions. So that's a total of 8 rows, 8 amos. Binotea, now in that 8 amos, which is now clear, you put in shura achas, you put in the middle of it a row, namely 4 amos of gourd. And now you have 2 amos on the side of these 4 amos that are clear. Then, umaniach kamas pitzalim b'makom shtei shuros. You leave onions that were there before, again, in 2 rows. So you have 8 amos that you cleared. Within the 8 amos that you cleared, you put in the middle 4 amos of gourd and 2 amos that are blank and 2 amos that are blank on each side of the gourd. And then next to those 2 amos, you have another 8 amos of onions. And after the 8 amos of onions, Then Oker Steshiros, you uproot another two rows of onions, another eight amos. Venote Ashura Achas, and again, you do the same thing. You put a row of 4 amos wide of gourd with 2 amos of empty space on each side. So that is the way to plant the gourd in such a field. Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Akiva says, Oker shtei shuros, you uproot 2 rows of onions, that means you clear 8 amos of space, vinotea shtei shuros, and you can plant in those 8 amos, 8 amos worth of gourd. Now, all you need to do is have hefsek telem. You have to have a furrow to separate. Umaniach kamas betzalim b'makom shtei shuros. You can leave the onions that were standing there. You can leave those 8 amos worth of onions, and then after that, va'oker shtei shuros. You can uproot another 2 rows of onions, 8 amos worth of onions, v'noteach shtei shuros, and you can plant again 2 rows of gourd. And basically, you have 8 amos of onions, 8 amos of gourd, 8 amos of onions, 8 amos of gourd, 8 amos of onions. And according to Rabbi Akiva, that's okay because between the onions and the gourd, you only need hefsek telem, a barrier of a single furrow. However, Chachamim say, "Im ein bein shur lechaver to shtei mesrei amos." If the gap between the rows of gourd of each other is not 12 amos, because the Chachamim say you need to have 2 empty amos of space next to the gourd, and then 8 amos of onions, and then another 2 amos of empty space, and then again the gourd. So if you don't have a total of 12 amos between the rows of gourd, lo yakayim es hazera shel bein taim, you can't keep the seed in between them. You can't keep the onions there because they agree to Reb Yishmael that you need to separate the gourd by at least 12 amos because, as we've learned, Greek gourd grows rapidly, grows broadly. And if Reb Akiva's right, you're only going to have 8 amos between the gourd. The gourd is going to mix in with the onions, mix to try to get to each other. It's going to look like a field mixed of gourds and onions, and it's going to look like kilayim. Now, what happens if you don't have rows of gourd, you just have a single gourd? Dalas, you have a single Greek gourd, bayarek, that you plant in a vegetable field. So then it's like kayarak. All you need is to keep it away 6 tfachim. Ubatvua, if you wanted to plant it in a wheat field, so you need to give it some space. You need to give it the amount of space to plant a quarter of a kav, which is actually 10 amos and 2 tfachim and a half by 10 amos. Let's say you had a field planted with wheat. And now you wanted to plant in that field of wheat an entire row of gourd. So you have to give space to work the row, which is 6 tfachim. So it's actually less than the amount of space with a single gourd. And the reason why is that when you have a whole row, it's very clear that this is to stand on its own and not to be mixed together with the wheat. Vimigdila, let's say the gourd was planted and the branches grew a great deal and they are now mixed in. That with the wheat, v'imhigdila, and now they're close to the wheat within the 6 tfachim, yakor milafaneha. You have to uproot what has gotten in. However, Rabbi Yossi says, nosnin la, avodasa, when you plant a row of gourd, you have to give it enough space to work it, which is arba amos, four amos between it and the wheat. Amrulo, the sages said to Rabbi Yossi, hatachmir zo min hagefen, is gourd going to be even stricter than grapes? Grapes with weed is kilaya karam, we are not allowed to get any benefit at all. And there, in regards to grapes, we know that all you need is six tfachim. So how could it be that gourd should need four amos and not six tfachim? Amar lahen, Rabbi Yossi said back, matzinu shezu chamur min hagefen. We do find that gourd is more strict than vineyards, than grapes. Shelo gefen yechidus nosen lavodasa shisha tfachim. When you plant a single grapevine, all you need is six tfachim. Utlas yechidus, and we've seen that when it's a single Greek gourd, nosen la beisrova, you have to give it 10 amos, two tvachim and a half, because they spread a great deal. Rabbi Meir Omer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Meir says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that it's not even enough to give it a base rova. Kol shlosha dvuin lebeisa lo yavi zera letoch beisa. That if you have even three gourds in a beisa, in 50 amos by 50 amos, you can't bring any seed into that 50 amos by 50 amos. Rabbi Yossi ben Hachotef Efrati Omer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yossi the son ben Hachotef Efrati, his name is Rabbi Shmuel, called Shlosha Dluin Lebeis Kur. If you had even three Dluin in a much larger area, Beis Kur, which is 30 Sa'ah, Lo Yavi Zera Letoch Beis Kur, you can't plant any seed anymore, because he believes that each gourd needs a third of a base kur for itself. Ad kan, Perek Gimel of Maseches Kilayim.